Vancouver, as the number of patients in British Columbia hospitals spikes, with the typical post-holiday surge still to come, the province's health minister said it will reactivate 20 emergency operation centers initially set up to deal with COVID-19. In the Christmas period when there was less activity in acute care hospitals, we were high relative to where we ordinarily are at that time of the year, and as hospitals have resumed, that number has got higher over the last week, Adrian Dix told a news conference Friday. This proactive step will provide more supports and coordinated response during periods of expected additional pressure on our hospitals. Dick said January is usually a period of constant demand, as illnesses spread during the holiday period in December and surgeries resume in the new year, but resources are already stretched thin. There were 10,226 patients in BC's hospitals on Friday, a 6% jump from 9,637 on New Year's Eve. Dick said BC has 9,202 base hospital beds as well as 2,478 surge beds, or beds that need extra resources to operate. He said the occupancy rate was 88% of the province's total hospital beds, but 111% of base bed capacity, which is significant and high. The centers, which will be used to deal with an expected surge in flu, respiratory illness and COVID cases, will be reactivated starting Monday. Dick said they will help ensure there is space for those needing it in the coming weeks. It's not a question of it going higher, Dick said, referring to the number of people in hospital. We need to manage the situation that we have and then create space, potentially, and ensure that we have space for people who need care. Emergency operation centers were part of the provincial response to the pandemic, and were used during wildfire and extreme weather events, including the recent extreme cold weather and snowstorms. Staff at the centers will help patients who are ready to be discharged in an attempt to reduce overall hospital occupancy and ensure emergency departments have patient care beds available. Dick said the centers will be in place for at least 6 weeks. We will monitor progress and will continue to work with health authorities to adapt plans and efforts as needed. These actions will ensure we are prepared for any increase in demand for hospital care. Dick said the 3 years of the pandemic have put healthcare workers through the grinder. It has been unrelenting, he said. People have been working like this for years and they need our support, and they'll get it, but it's very, very challenging for them. Hospitals where emergency operation centers will be established are Abbotsford Regional, Royal Columbian, Surrey Memorial, East Kootenay Regional, Kelowna General, Kootenay Boundary Regional, Penticton Regional, Royal Inland, Vernon Jubilee, Fort St. John and Peace Villa, Mills Memorial, University Hospital of Northern BC, BC Children's, Lionsgate, Richmond, St. Paul's, Vancouver General, Nanaimo Regional General, Royal Jubilee and Victoria General. This report by the Canadian Press was first published January 6, 2023.